2021 Odyssey Beach Festival. December 4th and 5th at the world-famous Fort Lauderdale Beach in Florida.
2 days of music with almost two dozen bands, including
21 Pilots,
Swedish House Mafia,
The Lumineers,
Weezer.
Bastille,
Walk the Moon,
Mod Sun,
and more.
Tickets on sale now at odysseybeachfestival.com. Supported by Ford. Built for you. Built for South Florida.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Like coffee table dining. And an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Football season is here. That means it's time to load up on some delicious ice-cold Coke. Pick up Coca-Cola today.
38 minutes past 3 o'clock. Rick Dayton Show on the air. KDKA 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Well, you can't drive down the parkway without seeing a sign for CBD oil. Maybe you can't flip through the newspaper without seeing an ad for it. It's on radio. It's on television. All over the place. CBD oil. Well, what about safety? What is it? What exactly do we need to know about it? And who is it for? And maybe who is it not for? We are delighted right now to be joined by Rena Greenberg right now. She's got a degree in biopsychology and 30-plus years as an advocate for health and wellness, and she is going to talk to us about those sorts of things as she joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Hi, Rena. How are you?
Hey, Rick. Great. Good to be here with you.
So you have had some issues with your health during your lifetime, pacemaker when you were just 26 years old, and now you sort of turned your career to helping people deal with these things and being an advocate for wellness and helping them to stop smoking and be healthy and get more exercise. And then you came across CBD oil. So sort of help us understand, what is CBD first of all and foremost?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what happened. I mean, when it comes to health, you know, there's so much out there, and we really need to be more informed as consumers. And I found it especially disturbing when CBD really became the rage, as you discussed. And there's so much out there that's really marketing deception and confusing for people. The first thing to understand is, what is CBD? As you asked, it's part of the cannabis plant, and cannabis is the plant out of which marijuana is derived. But the wonderful gift of CBD is that it has a medicinal effect. It can help with inflammation, with pain relief, with sleep, reducing anxiety, but it has to be authentic CBD and it has to be cultivated properly to get the full benefits.
So what does it mean to be authentic? How could it be fake?
Well, that's a great question. Unfortunately, there's a lot of synthetic CBD out there, and nobody would really know. And the FDA has even put out sort of a warning for people, buyer beware. And one of the tells is if it's got a very high potency listed on the label, like 3,000 milligrams, 4,500 milligrams, then we know for sure that it is not only an isolate, which is just a chemical compound taken from the plant, but most likely it's a synthetic form that could have been grown in any kind of conditions.
Grown biologically or grown basically by chemical means?
Yeah, chemical means.
It
could have been made in a lab. That's a worst-case scenario, but even if it is grown, the thing we want to understand about CBD is it comes from the plant, the hemp plant. Now, we want to understand that all CBD is hemp, but not all hemp is CBD. So a lot of products that are just labeled hemp are really nothing more than cheap hemp seed oil.
Got it. So the idea is anxiety. I mean, is that the big target for people? I mean, because, you know, some of these numbers are saying, National Institutes of Health finding, 79% of those who were on it for a month say they felt less anxiety. Is that the main goal? Is that the main target?
That's a really big one, that so many people turn to CBD, especially nowadays with so much anxiety in our personal lives and out collectively in the world. CBD has a wonderful ability to relax the mind and the body. But I'll tell you, more so I'm seeing people turn to CBD for pain. I mean, as we know, with the opioid crisis, people are looking for alternatives to pharmaceuticals to manage their pain. And when you're using a high quality, you asked earlier what's authentic, full spectrum CBD is going to help to create what's known as the entourage effect, meaning that it's the whole plant, and so it works. It really works on the body when it's the whole plant. It's all the cannabinoids and the terpenes and the flavonoids in the plant work together to create the medicinal effect. When you just have one isolated compound, in the case of CBD isolate, for example, even if it does come from the hemp plant, it's not going to, the research is showing it's not as effective as the full spectrum, the whole plant that creates that, which the scientists call the entourage effect.
Joining us in the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Rena Greenberg. She's the author of a brand new book called CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. We're trying to get through as many as we can here in a short period of time. So the question is, are there downsides? I mean, from everything you've said so far, it's pie in the sky, good as it gets. Why would you not take it? What are the downsides?
Right. Great question. So in my book that you mentioned, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking, which, by the way, I'm offering free now for a limited time because I want to get this information out there. I have an entire chapter on, for example, drug interactions. People say, could it interact with my drugs? The answer is yes, because the enzymes that break down the CBD are sometimes the same enzymes that are breaking down some of the other pharmaceuticals. So you want to have that awareness and to realize that if you're taking CBD with other pharmaceuticals, you could actually, well, what in the best case scenario, you may need less of the actual drug, the pharmaceutical, and working with your doctor, you may be able to reduce. And I've seen a lot of cases of that, and there are studies reporting that. So in that case, you do want to be careful. And with CBD also, one thing to be really aware of is that more is not always better. And for a lot of conditions, people want to start out with less. And when they take less CBD, they might be getting a greater benefit than if they're overdoing it.
So is this an over-the-counter? Do you need a prescription for it? Do you need to talk to your doctor about whether or not you should try it?
Well, you don't need a prescription for CBD because CBD is not medical marijuana. CBD does not get you high. And it's wonderful. Some doctors really know about CBD and can really talk about it with their patients. And then I have doctors that will send their patients to someone like me, who's a CBD advocate and an expert, because sometimes they're not as well-versed with it.
Can it get you high? Can you fail a drug test at work if you're taking CBD? I mean, it's coming from cannabis, coming from hemp, right? I mean, what are the dangers there?
Right. So full spectrum CBD does have less than 0.3% THC. And if you're taking it regularly, it can accumulate in your system. And that could trip a drug test for some people. So if you're concerned, you can take broad spectrum CBD, which has zero THC in it. And it still has the whole plant as opposed to the isolate, which is, like I said, it's just an isolated part of the plant.
It sounds to me that this is not something that you just jump right into and say, you know, I'm going to try this. It sounds like there's an awful lot more that needs to go into this before making that decision, Rena.
You're right, Rick. I mean, you really have to research it, and that's why I'm offering my book free for a limited time. I want people to really understand more about the plant, to understand why is it important that it's USDA organic certified, why you need to be able to go to a manufacturer's website and look even at the soil testing, the certificate of analysis. You want to make sure that there was never any mold on the plant, that there were no metals, no pesticides, and that you want to know how to read the label. So even in the book, I include diagrams that show what to look for on a label to make sure you're getting authentic CBD and so that you can get the benefits that you're hoping for.
So what you're saying is what you might see in a convenience store or a gas station may not be the same as what you would see somewhere else in a different sort of place. I mean, it's not all the same. One is not the same as the other.
No, it's not the same. Yeah. And unfortunately, with such a lack of regulation in the government, and it's really a state-by-state thing, it is buyer beware, and that's why you really want to do your research. And a good manufacturer is going to have on their website the certificates of analysis, not only of the product, but of the master hemp extract and the bulk hemp that was used. You want to be able to see the extraction method because that's going to make a big difference. So there are all these factors that I talk about in the book that an educated consumer is going to know what questions to ask, whether it's at a dispensary or whether it's on an online website.
All right, Rena, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
Rena Greenberg joining us here, CBD wellness expert. And again, she's an author, brand new book, CBD for Health and Wellness.
Keeping up with the flood of news every single day can be quite stressful. There is climate change happening. There's the pandemic, labor movements, Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. Hi, I am Gideon Resnick, host of Crooked Media's What a Day. Each week, Travell Anderson, Priyanka Arabindi, Josie Duffy, Rice, and I are going to break down the biggest news stories of the day in a way that hopefully doesn't always make you want to cry. New episodes of What a Day drop every weekday at 5 a.m. Eastern. Listen on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2021 Odyssey Beach Festival, December 4th and 5th at the world-famous Fort Lauderdale Beach in Florida. 2 days of music with almost two dozen bands, including 21 Pilots, Swedish House Mafia, The Lumineers, Weezer. Bastille, Walk the Moon, Mod Sun, and more. Tickets on sale now at odysseybeachfestival.com. Supported by Ford. Built for you. Built for South Florida.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Like coffee table dining. And an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Football season is here. That means it's time to load up on some delicious ice-cold Coke. Pick up Coca-Cola today.